Beyond that, Tzadik Amad Aleph, four lines from the top. And the Gemara wants to explain a stira contradiction of two baraises. We learned on Daf Pei Tesamad Beis, Tani Chode Avne Meluk Yoitzin Bishain Va'ayin Le'isha Avoloi Le'ish. If you have Avde Meluk, the Guf Ha'eved belongs to the Isha, the Peiris belong to the Baal, he is a Schus Shimush. So now, the first Paraisa says that if the Isha was Mapel, the Shein or the Ayin from the Eved, is Yoitzel Lecheiris, the Isha is considered the Bailim of the Eved, since she has a Kinyan Aguf. Avoloi Le'ish, the Ish, if the Ish will be Mapel Hashem Vayim, the Eved will not go out Lecheiris, because the Baal only has a Kinyan Peiris, and therefore he's not considered the Bailim of the Eved, so therefore he will not go out Lecheiris. Then we had another Baraisa, V'tanya idach loy le'ish v'loy le'isha. That the second baraisa holds that even if the isha will be mapu shinoi ve'inoi, he also won't go out l'cheiris. So now the Gemara wants to say a new mahalach to explain the machlokes. V'iboy yisayme. The kule alme les lehu lahani tanoi takonas usha. They don't hold of takonas usha. Before it was a mahalach to say that even though kinyan peres lav ke kinyan aguf, but she is not considered the bailim because of takonas usha. They were malim, the shibud of the baal, and that is megareya, the bailis of the kinyan aguf. Now the Gemara wants to say, the kula alme les lohu lahani tanoi takonas usha, vahocha bekinyan peiris ke kinyan had guf dame kamiflegi. The machloikis between these two baraises are as follows. That the baraisa that says that yoitze leisha holds kinyan peiris lav ke kinyan aguf. So who is considered the Bailam? The Bailam is considered the Isha. She is the Baal, she's considered the Odin of the Eved. So therefore, if she is Mapu, Shinoi, or Enoi, he goes out Lecheiris. And the other Baraisa holds Kinyan Peiris, Kikinyan Aguf. That's what it would seem. So then we'll have a problem which Tosfos is Ma'irel. So if that is the case, so why does that second baraisa hold loy leish v'loy leisha? If we hold kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf, should be yaitse leish, he's considered the bail. So that will wait for Tosfos. Ubeplukte dahani tanoi. Now the Gemara says, this is bemesin amachleikis tanoi. Do we say kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf, kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf is a machlokes tanoi? So memele, it is therefore proper to say that the machlokes in our two baraises is totally in this machlokes tanoi. Do you say kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf or lav ki kinyan aguf? Where do we see such a machlokes? The sanya hamoicha avdei la'acha. Reuven had an Eved Knani, and he sold his Eved Knani to Shimon. So now it's Shimon's. Uposak imoy, but Reuven was poisek, he made an agreement, a condition, with Shimon. Almenash sheyishamshenu shloishim yay. I'm selling to you the Eved now. The Eved is yours now. But I'm Mishaya Aschus Shimush in the Eved that he should work for me the next 30 days. So Be'emison, the Guf Eved belongs to the Sheini. He sold now, Amoich Avdelacha. The Rishin has a Kinyan Peiris. Rav Meir Oima, Rishin Yeshnoi Bedin Yoim Oyemai. The Halacha is, if an Odin hits an Eved, and he lives Yoima Yemaim, he doesn't die instantly. He lives Yoima Yemaim. So the din is, we do not kill the other. If someone else will do a similar pula, he'll hit the Eved, and because of his accord, the Eved will die after Yoima Yemaim. The second person is called Aritzeach. There's a special kula by an Odain, that an Odain, if he did not hit him with two great achzorias, it's kedai to mention a Sefunu in Parshas Mishpotim. The Sefunu says, Bidvorim lo yusar evet. We have to understand that Evet Knani, Amadoyma lechamoyer, in more ways than one, just like a chamoyer is very stubborn, an evet is also very stubborn. Bidvorim lo yusar evet. You'll tell him a drosha, a musa shmuz. It'll go into one ear, I don't know if it'll penetrate, or go out the other ear, but al kaponim, it doesn't have too much of an effect. If you want to motivate the evet, and you want him to do what he's supposed to do, there's one language he understands, and that's amata. If you hit him, he'll get the message. So therefore, the odain, if he's an Odin and Neve Knani and he wants results to occur, Yizichi has a right to hit him, to motivate the Eved. But there's hitting and there's killing. So to hit him a Makis Achzori, that he dies, or he dies in a 24-hour period, that's not called hitting. That's called Yizichi. And then if he does such a thing, he had no right to do this, and Memela will kill the Odin. That's called Aritzeach. But if he hit him, and he died after Yoima Yemayim, so then the Odin is Potter, because he hit him, and he didn't die right away, so this goes into his Anhog of Bedvorim La Yusar Eved, you have to hit him. The Maise maybe hit him a little too hard, but you can't be mafchin how much to hit him, so Mamela. So if he died after a 24-hour period, so Mele, the Odin is Potter, even though the Mise, we can zikha attribute to the Hakol. But this is only a Heter on an Odin. An Odin has to have the capability of being able to hit him, or else nothing will ever get done. Masha'en Kain, someone else who's not an Odin, so Mamele, he has no right to chlal to hit him. And if through this hakor he died after a few weeks, or Bezna were Mashiach, that the hakor was the sib of his mis, he's called Aritzeach, and he's chayiv mis. So now we have, Reuven had an Eved Knani, and he sold it to Shimon. So now the Eved belongs to Shimon, but he was Mashiach Aschus Shimush for 30 days. So that means in these 30 days, Reuven has a kinyan peiris in the Eved, and the Eved belongs to Shimon. Rameya Oimer, Rishain Yeshnoi Bedin Yoima Yemai. So, Rameya holds Mivnei Shehu Tachto, Kasov a kinyan peiris ki kinyan agufto. Rameya holds kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf. He's considered the Bailim, the one who has the Shimush of the Chayfetz, that's considered the Bailam of the Chayfetz, so Mamela, so therefore, he is Potter from Mrs. Bezdin. He is the Ptur of Yoima Yemai. Rav Yehuda Oimer, Sheini Yeshnai Bedin Yoima Yemai, Mimnei Shehu Kaspoi. So Rav Yehuda holds Kinyan Peiris Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf, so the Bailam is the Sheini. A mayor holds kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf. So mamele, so the rishain is yeshne bedin yayim o yemai. So the way our gilsa was, that's how we're finished already. That means we just found the machloikis tanoim is kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf, is kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf. And that's in the same machloikis is negeya by the din of Shein Va'ayin. Will the Eved go out lecheres through the הפולה סאישם שזמה פה שינוי, ביסי קניין פרס לאו כקניין הגוף, or do we say, קניין פרס כקניין הגוף, and it won't go out על ידי הפולה סאישם. But now, in this שאלה, the Gemara brings, in the Baraisa, there are two more days. Rabbi Yaisi Yomar, Shneyem Yeshnon Bedin Yoma Yomai. Lamaise, the halacha is that both of them are potter from Misa. Zem Ibnei Shehu Tachtov. This one has a Kenyan Peres. Vizem Ibnei Shehu Kaspoi. Misavkulei Kenyan Peres Ike Kenyan Aguv Domi Ilav Ke Kenyan Aguv Domi. Is Rabbi Yaisi Bechlau did not know. It did not have a hachro in this sofik. You say, kinye pes, kinye guf, alaf, ke kinye nagut. The sofik nefoshes lohok. Therefore, you don't kill any of them because could be they have, if they, he dies, after yema yemai. Agavulche, I saw a stamazoy interessante ha'ore from the Darkei David. The Darkei David is ma'ira, and that's in din of yom or yomayim. So what is the din? An odin hits an eved. So the din is as follows. If he died 24-hour period, so memela, so you kill the odin. If he dies after 24-hour period, you don't kill the odin. So he says, if he dies in the 24-hour period, you kill the odin. When he started hitting him, you have to be masrim. In order to give Mrs. Bezin, you need a scho. So what are you going to tell him? You know, if you hit him, no, what is it going to be? If he doesn't die in the 24-hour period, if he dies in the 24-hour period, you'll get killed. So that's a scho sovik. So how do you ever kill an odin? Brings down this law. How do you kill an odin if he died in the 24-hour period? It's a scho sovik. So he wants to say two terutzim on this kasha. You say this in Hilchas Aschor Sofik. One yesod, he brings down that if Roiv is machria, that is a chiyev misa, that's not called Aschor Sofik. So Memele, usually when he hits him, there's an Oymed Bezin, and Bezin is Oymed that Mestamel died in the 24-hour period. We have an Oymed of this Hakor, it seems. This is a Hakor, which we, Roy Pomim will die in the 24-hour period. So Mamel, that's not called Asro Sofik. God, it happened, they didn't die, but Roy says he will die with such a Hakor. We can assume he'll die in the 24-hour period. It's not called Asro Sofik. Then he wants to say a second teretz, a very interesting teretz. He says Asro Sofik is only if, I don't know, if a person is doing an avere, he's not doing an avere. By noiso, he's not eating it. So is this never, will this make it, this not eating it now, will this make it noiso or not make noiso? I could eat it later. So Aschor Sofik is if I don't know if an Avera is being done or not. Here he wants to say, he's zicher when he hits him, and he'll die from the Hakor whenever he'll die. So he wants to say, he's zicher doing a Maisa of Ritzicha. There's a Ptur that an Odin has, that if he dies, La'acha, 24 hours, La'maisa, so we will not kill him. Not called that he didn't do an ever. He's zicher made a ma'isa of shvichas domim. No, he's potter from Mises Besen if he lived more than 24 hours. He wants to say, so that is not called Aschor Sofik, because you're zicher doing a ma'isa of shvichas domim. You might get away with becoming potter if he dies after 24 hours, but al kaponim, that does not make it Aschor Sofik. Al-Kapon, let's get back to Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi did not know he said, Kinyan Peres, Kikinyan Aguf. So then the Rishon is Yeshne B'din Yoma Yomayim. He said, Kinyan Peres, Lav Kikinyan Aguf. So the Sheni is Yeshne B'din Yoma Yomayim. So Misafi can't kill both of them. Rabbi Lezer Oymer, Shneyem Einon B'din Yoyim Ayyemayim. Rabbi Lezer is a Merdeke Chiddish. That both of them are not B'din Yoyim Ayyemayim. That means if he dies after 24 hours, we'll kill both of them. Whoever hit him will get killed. Ze lefi she'inei tachtov. The sheini is not considered a bailam because he's not working for him. Ze lefi she'inei kaspoi. And the rishen is not considered a bailam because he only has a kinya peiris. He does not, it's not his goof. Oma rove, my time at the Rabbi Lezer. What is the time of Rabbi Lezer? But Rabbi Lezer holds that none of them are considered a bailam. Omakro ki kaspoi hu. The pasuk gives the reason. Why don't we kill the other? Ki kaspoi hu. So Chazal darshan kaspoi hamiyuchid loy. That means the whole bailas is completely his. Kaspoi hu. Kaspoi hamiyuchid. It's completely his. Here, there's each one has a fraction of the bailus. This one has the shimush. This one has the goof. No one has a complete bailus. So therefore, there's no heter of yom yamayim. The whole heter of yom yamayim is dafke by kaspoi amiyuchid. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, les lohu the kante dushe. Vishibudet debal kishar kinyan peiris da'almu. And the kinyan peiris da'alma pligi. The machlekes is kinyan peiris. Hamoicher avdoi eveknani la'acher uposek hamoichem alekeach amunashi yishamshenu oit shloishimim. Should work from another 30 days. So Rameya holds rishayin yeshnei bedin yoyim ayyemayim imikou besech shloishim yoyim halolu. V'loy meis tachas yoda. Elo omad yoyim ayyemayim chai eini nera. Kedachsiv achim yoyim ayyemayim yukam. Avo sheini mikol b'teir shloishim yoyim alolu. Shohoye bebeis rishin. If the sheini hit him when he was still working for the rishin. Eini b'din yoyim ayyemayim. V'nera golov. Afilo meis michayli zela saib shalishonim. V'kinyen peire shuhuk. Kinyan Larishin Kikinyan Aguftami, he's considered the Bailam, he's considered the Odaim. The Lav Dishainyu, the Shani is not considered the Odaim. Let us see Taisvis. Rameya Oimar, Rishain Yeshnoi Bidin Yoim Ayamayim. Kesava Kinyan Peiris Kikinyan Aguftami. And the Gemara wants to say that the same machlokes we had, if it's yoytze b'shein va'ayin le'isha, so he holds kinyan peiris lav kikinyan aguf. Or if he holds kikinyan aguf, then it's ein yoytze le'isha. Praktais v'es, but it doesn't stim. Va'afal gav de gabi shein va'ayin ein yaitze loy le'ish v'loy le'isha. The Gemara is telling us the Tana that holds loy le'ish v'loy le'isha, he holds kinyan peiris kikinyan aguf. And that is why is ein yaitze le'isha, because she's not the bailam, he's the bailam. So kan shei leben, so why loy le'ish? If he's the Bailam, why doesn't he ever go out lecheres b'shein va'ayim through the ish? Just like we say over here, according to Rameya, kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf domi, so the bala peiris is yeshne b'din yoyim ayyemayim. That is Taisvus kash. So Taisvus says a very interesting chilek. Mishum de'ein loy koyach l'shacher kinyan aguf shal isha. So Taisvus says, 100%. He's called the Bailam. The one who wears the Kinyan Peiris is called the Bailam. But Vinish V, the Isha has a some sort. The Bailam is the Baal HaPeiris, fine. But Vinisht V, the Isha has a goof. The goof is hers. She's not called the Bailam, but she has a schus in the Sabbath. Now, the Apollo Shein Va'ayin makes the Eved a Ben Chayrin. Now, you can't take away whatever ownership she has, she's going to now lose the Eved. So Memele, even though in Hilchus Bailam, the Baal is considered the Bailam, but because he's the Bailam, she should lose what she possesses. That means the Maisa, she has a goof. And so Memele, her Bailas, Lachovshi Yishalchenu Tachas Eine Vishine, means that the one who was Mapul Dayin sends him Lacheres. So, fine. But she also has an ownership. She wasn't Mapul Da'ayim. So even though in Hilchus Bailam is called the Bailam, but since we're stepping on her toes also, she has a Kinyan Haguf. It's not the Bailam, but she has a Kinyan Haguf. She has something. So Memele, his Maise Shichel, his Apollo Shein Va'ayim, cannot be Mafkiya or Bailam. That is when we're speaking about the shichel of the Yevet. Avol bedin yoyim oyemayim, but we're speaking about if the who is the odoy. That is potter for mise. So bedin yoyim oyemayim shu tachto v'yesh loy koyech l'radoy seilas is melachtoy. Sparu shei bedin yoyim oyemayim mach de kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguf domi. This is a private halacha. That means if he's considered the Bailam, the one who was Mishayel, the Shimush of 30 days, he's considered the Bailam of Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf. So the Bailam has rights, as we mentioned before from the Sefulnu, Bidvorim Layusar Eved. He possesses an Eved, and the only way he can communicate with the Eved is through Hako. A good Ishan. It may be makim kos retzach, but al koponim, since he's the bailam of the eved, so lemaisa we can't be mechayev hamisa if al yedei hakosoi the eved died after 24 hours. Because lemaisa that is a chelik of his schus bailas. As a bailam, that's the only way I can communicate with an eved is through hitting him. Bedvorim la yuso eved. So lemaise. So that's what Tais is saying. Shehu tachto. That means he's considered the bailam. Kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguf. V'yesh loy koyach l'radois, and he has the right. Als a bailam, he has the right. That's the only way you can communicate with the eved is through akor. So he is a right l'radois elasis malachtoi. So therefore, he is potter from Mrs. Besen. Because the Bailam has this ptur if the hakor did not terminate in a shvichas dom in 24 hours. So this is the first mahalach in Tosfos. But this is very interesting because the Ritas Loshna Gemara would seem this Machlekes is telling Yen Machlekes. So we have a Kashif, he's considered the Bailam, wise and Yaitse Vashem Vayim. Good, so we have this Teret, she can't be Mafki in the Kinyan Haguf of the Isha. Varav Rav Yitzchak Barabor Meforish. 100%, there's no difference between Shein Va'ayin and Yayme Yemayim. And if the one who possesses the Peiris, if the one who possesses the Peiris is considered the Bailam, that there's a din of Yayme Yemayim by him, so he's considered the Bailam that should be Yaitzibi Shein Va'ayin. So what's Pshat the Baraisa before? The Baraisa before said that the Eini Yoitze Loi Leish V'Loi Leisho, And this is going according to the man the Yoma, Lechere holds Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, so why is it Leilish? So Taisva says, Bleel Karsinon, Viboyis Eime, the Kulam Meleslo Takante de Ushe, Ubeplukte Tahani Tanoi. Ahi Dektoni Leisha Veloy Leish, Rabiude, er holds Kinyan Peres, Lavke Kinyan Aguf. Vahidiktoni loy leish veloy leisha krabeleza. The domar shneim eina bedin yoyma yemaim. The dorish kasvay hameyuchad loy. Ochenami evet hameyuchad loy. Evet meluk eina meyuchad leshneim. Shalze yesh peres, alze yesh guf. Ve einze kori bailo. No one is considered a bailo. So what the Tosfos do, what did the Rivo do over here? The Rivo erased a line in the Gemara, and we have a different Gemara. Now let's look in the Loshna Gemara. V'boyisayim, let's go back to the fourth line. V'boyisayim, v'dekulam, leslu, lahani, tanoi, takonesusha. None of them hold takonesusha. Now we skip to the next line. U'bepluktu, dahani, tanoi. So what is the machloikis? What is the machloikis? Machloikis, these two baraises is beplukta the hani tanoi. Now hani tanoi, we brought four tanoim over here. We brought Rameya, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, and Rav Eleza. And the Gemara says beplukta the hani tanoi. These two baraises are chaylik what these two tanoim hold. So the Rivor learns pshat, that is pshat, that the baraisa that says yoitze b'shein va'ayin le'isha, that baraisa holds Kinyan Peres, Lavka Kinyan Aguf. So she's considered the Baila. The Baraisa that holds Eine Yoitze, Loilish, Veloilish, holds like Rabbeloza. And Rabbeloza holds that you need Avdei Hameyuchadloi, Kaspei Hameyuchadloi. So Memele, and if one only has one without the other, he's not considered a Baila, period. So Eine Yoitze, Loilish, Veloilish. That is Pshat in the reverse gears. Now, before we go further, I think it would be kedai to learn the Gemara a little further, and then we'll go back to Taisvis. Keman Oslo, Hota Omar Ameima. So we had here before, in Yayma Yamayim, we had a four-way machloikis. A mayor holds Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf, Rabbi Yehuda holds Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Aguf. Rabbi Yosi is Mesupik, and Rabbi Elazar holds that none of them are Bailam. Because you have to have a complete Bailas. And a partial Bailas is nothing. It's not called a Bailam. Keman Ozlo Hoda Omar Ameima, Ish Veisha Shemochu benichsei meluk. Now let us be megashim dinyan. An isha brought in nichsei meluk. Let's say she brought in an evet. So the guf belongs to her, the peiris belongs to her husband. And now they both went and sold together this evet to a lekeach. They sold this evet to a lekeach. So whatever each one possessed, they sold. She sold the guf. He sold the peiris. Ameimer said, Ameir de kechidish loy osu veloy klum. Nothing happened. Ameir de kezach, see, machlekes chashi in Taisvis. Nothing happened. Because there wasn't a mechir of a bailam over here. She's not a bailam and he's not a bailam. So, a bailam can transfer ownership. If they're not bailam, so mamela, they can't transfer their ownership. So the mechir is in chal. Now let us see Rashi. Ish veisha afilu machu shneim keechot. Loi osu veloi klum. So they didn't do anything. She'enoi loi loze veloi loze. The nichsim veluk does not belong to this one and not to this one. Now here Rashi says Amir de Kizach. V'im meis echod mehem, If one of these two moichrim die, yet an ish v'ish that's old nichsimaluk, and one of the two die, is zeh hanisha moitzi midei halakuchis. Now Rashi injects over here a murdike condition, which perhaps we can, with this we can understand the Gemara a little better. Rashi, it seems, had a problem. How could you say that whatever they had, they gave over? Your bailam, nish bailam, I have a kinyan peiros, you have a kinyan guf. I'm not a complete bailam, you're not a complete bailam. Good, fine. It says, kaspe miyuchad loy, legabi yeme yemaim, need kaspe miyuchad loy, you need the shein vayim, you need abde miyuchad loy, but al kaponim, why isn't it sold? Why isn't it sold at all? That's the shaila. So Rashi says, so Rashi says, you know what pshat is? Pshat is that Kozman, they're both alive, whatever each one possessed, now the Lekeach possesses it. He had a kinya peiros, he had a kinya guf, your bailam, nish bailam, but not bailam, but whatever I had is transferable. So Rashi seems to hold, so the Lekeach will have, they'll acquire the kinya peiros from the Baal, the Kinyan Agu from the Ish and Sholem Al Yisra. But now Rashi says, no, what Ramayim is speaking about, one of them died. Doesn't matter which one. So let's go by Drog. Let's say the Isha died. Now that the Isha died, now the Kinyan Agu, he Yarshans, the husband Yarshans, the Kinyan Agu. Now he became a Bailam on the Eved. That means till now, there wasn't a Bailam. There wasn't a true Bailam. Now that his wife died, and he has, Rabbi Lezer was Machadish, that a partial Bailam, a partial Bailam is not called a Bailam. So before, none of them were Bailam. So whatever they were, they could give over. But now, if one dies, if she dies, so now he yarshens the goof. Or if he dies, so now the Kinyan Peiros goes over to her. So Memele, now one of them became a Bailam on the Eved, which was not till now. So a Bailas on the Eved was never transferred to the Lekeach, because he received it from two people who are not Bailam. So his Chusim are only applicable. Kozman, there's no Bailam. The minute we find a Bailam, On the Eved, so Mamela, it goes back to them. That's how Rashi holds. We'll see Taisis in a minute. Rashi, v'loidomi l'shutvim da'alma. So Rashi says, Rabbi Loza, Amir l'kechidish, Rabbi Loza says that you have to, you need kaspoy ha-miyuchid lo, you have to have a complete pilot. There's no such thing. If two people are shutvim, they can't sell anything. So Rashi says, "Leidomi l'shutvim dalme." The hosam yesh loze chelik bekuloi litol chatzi, v'chein loze shutvim is pshat that half of the chayfetz is mine, the goof and the peiros. I have a complete ownership, only in half, but it's a complete ownership. And the second one also has the same thing. If one is Kinyan Peiros, one is Kinyan Aguf, each ownership is not a complete ownership. That means he only has the Shimush, not the Guf. He has the Guf and not the Shimush. This ownership is not called a ownership. Avolache, kulan knuyim lo, le Guf, the kulan knuyim lo, le Peiros, and that's Rabbi Loza Shita, that none of them are considered a Bailam. That's Rabbi Loza Shita. Let us just finish the Gemara, then we'll go back to Taisvis. Man tane lohode tana rabona. Mi shechetshe eved vechetshe ben chayren. Vechein eved shol shnei shutfim. Ein yoitzim baroshe yevorim. She'enam chayzrim. It will not go out Baroshe Eborim. Amalei Ramot Chil Rabashi Ochem Mishmei Derov Rabbelezi Mili Omer Rabbelezi Kaspe Miyuchad Loi by יום ימי אוכינמי עבדי המיוחד לוי בי שיין. Now we're in the middle of Taisvis. Taisvis says, Taisvis had said that the Gemara had explained in a machloikis in two baraisis. If yoytzel leisha, one baraisa holds that an ever knani avdi milkis yoytzel leisha, because you're old kinyan peiris, laav ki kinyan aguf, so therefore she's mapo shinoi. She's considered the bailam in his yoytzel lechairis. And the second baraisa, Taisvis holds like a balozo, that holds that none of them are a bailam. Is loy leisha veloy leish. So let's go back now to Taisus. Vahi diktoni leisha veloy leish. Rabbi Yehuda, that holds kinyan peiris. Lavke kinyan agu. Vahi diktoni loy leish veloy leisha. Rabbi Loza. The omar shneim enum bedin yoyma yemai. The dorish kaspoi amayuchid loy. That in order for the din of Yom HaYomayim, you have to have a complete bailus. Complete means it's koilu gufen peiris. Kochinami, by Shein Ba'ayin, it says, Avdoi HaMeyuchad Loi. We just did more about that in this Roshi. Be'evet Muluk, Eni Meyuchad L'Shnei. Sh'ozei Yesh Peiris, Ozei Yesh Guf. Ve'ein Zeh Kori Baila. Ve'afilu, Shneim Yachad, and Taisus says, I'll show you that they're not called Bailam. Because Hameima said, Afilu Shneim Yachad, Einim Yechaylam Lamachoy. Chamoy Kain, Einim Yechaylam Lashachoy. If you can't sell, if I'm not considered a Bailam, to transfer ownership, because I'm not a Bailam, I have Shusim, I'm not a Bailam. So just like I can't sell, I can't be Mishachad. Shein Vayin is a Shichu. Mishimachi Kamal, Mishimachi koma. Now Taisva says, now this was the Rivos Pshat, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch, that the Pluktadani Tanoi means Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lasso. So the Gemara says, none of them hold up Takona Sushi. Dafilu mochu shneim yachad in mechira klal. According, if you hold according to Rabbi Yehuda that kinyan peiris is lav ki kinyan aguf. So Mamela, that is why he's Yaitza Leisha. And he doesn't hold up Takana Susha, because Takana Susha would make it shouldn't be Yaitza Leisha. Rabbi Loza also doesn't hold up Takana Susha, because the whole Takana Susha was to prevent the Isha from being able to sell the Nichse Meluk. According to Rabbi Loza, Dafilu Mochushneim Yachdein Mechire Klav. According to Rabbi Eliezer, I feel both of them can't sell it. So you don't need that Takonis Usha to prevent her from selling the Nifsi Maluk. V'imocho ha'isha v'nizgarsha af al pi shahakoil le'isha. Now everything belongs to the Isha. Ein lekech klumbo shreg she'mocho ha'bakodam ha'moichado v'shein ishala. Because when she sold it, she wasn't a bailam. Hilkach loyshayach alibed rabbeloza klal takona dousha. Rabbeloza loytzrichala takona dousha. Loyshayach takona susha alaychish imocho venizgarsha. Avel loykeyach, if it's possible for her to sell. And the mechira will be chal after the gerushin. Vimeisa bar moisid shivinu koidem loloykim kdisbiyashneichem. So takona susha was that if she died, she's not able to sell. If she did not acquire it, Mishas Misosa. That was Takona Susha. But according to Rabbi Loza, I feel both can sell, so there's no need of Takona Susha. Kaman Oslo Hodo Omar Ameima. So now the Gemara said, that a Maimer holds that if the Ish and Isha sold the Avdei Maluk, the Mechire is in Chal. Nire Zaktoisvis, the Mechire Yalif Mishichu. That a Maimer that said this din by Mechire, that the Mechire is in Chal, he learned this from Shichu. Shichu says, Avdei Miyuchadloi, the Shichu who Kain Mechire. If he learns it out from Yoyma Yoymayim, Amay Yitzchak B'Somach Kabishicha Avdei Miyuchadloi, why does he want to bring a new drash of Avdei Miyuchadloi? So Al Kochoch, Yoyma Yoymayim is a different din completely. This is a din, he's not considered a Bailim to be, have a Ptur of Yoyma Yoymayim. But when it comes to other Yonim, I can't learn out from Yoyma Yoymayim. So that's why you have to learn out from Shichur. Shichur is type of transferal of ownership. Mechira is Doima L'Shichur. Ish ve'isha shemochu benichsei maluk. Perish pekunteris. The loidomi l'shutvis ta'alme. So Rashi differentiated between shutvim and kinyan peris and kinyan maluk. The Hosom by Shutvim Dalma, Yesh Loze Chelik Bekuloi. He possesses Gufen Peres, Little Chatzi, but he has, and what he has a complete ownership. The Chain Loze, so that's called a Bailam. Havulhoche Kulam Knuyim Lo Leguf. She has the complete Guf without Peres. The Kulam Knuyim Lo Le Peres. The Lekim Miyuchel Loi Loi Veloi Lo. So, but there's no bailus miyuchad. Miyuchad means you have to have al kaponim in a chelik, a complete ownership. Here we don't have a complete ownership, according to Rabbi Loz. Now, so that's, so Rashi said, Mishmakizach, there's shutvim, which Rabbi Loz is also made that they can sell, because each one has a complete ownership on what he has. Hashem came here, no one has a complete ownership, one has a goof, one has payers, that's not considered bailus. So Taisu says, but now we have a problem. The Gemara says that by an Eved shel shnei shutvim, he's not yoytze lecheres. Now, that's lechere, how does it stem with Rashi? Rashi said shnei shutvim is that both of them are bailim. So it should be Yitzel Lecheres. Ubeinyin zeye shloima evet shal shnei shutvim de besomuch. Doesn't mean shnei shutvim poshet shutvim. Shloze guf loze apeires. That's the type of evet shal shnei shutvim. One is the guf and one is the peires. And therefore, according to Rabbi Loz, it's not Yitzel Lecheres. V'chein chetshoy eved v'chetshoy ben choyrem nami. Now, what's the case of chetshoy ben eved? It's also a problem. V'choyre, the chetshoy eved, the oven has the goof and peiris in him. K'goin shenosan loy kol domo. V'ein mo'ukiv ela get shicho. Liyois muta bebas choyre. So, this is a very interesting Taisvah. So, Taisvah says, chetshoy eved v'chetshoy ben choyrem does not mean and that half of the Eved belongs to the Yodin, half of the Eved belongs to himself. But it means the goof and the peiris belong to the Eved. The Kinyan Issa belongs to the Yodin. The Kinyan Issa belongs to the Yodin. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so now the Mominus belongs to the Eved Kanani already. It seems that speaking about that he gave money. Shanosan loy kol domo. It seems Taisus is going according to the Tana that holds that even though he gave kol domo, he still needs a shtar shichu. But now there's a bailam on the Kinyan Issa. The bailam on the Kinyan Issa. Now can he go out lecheres through this bailam if he's maposhina? So according to Rabbi Lezer, you can't because he's not considered a bailam. Because he only is Kinyan Issa, not Kinyan Mamet. Now, let us just figure out one thing. Not according to Rabbi Elazar. The Moses command, let's talk about these two cases. Eved shel shnei shutfe. Eved shel shnei shutfe means that one is the goof, and one is the peiris. And according to Rabbi Elazar, he will not go out l'cheiris. Now, not according to Rabbi Elazar, it seems he would go out l'cheiris. That's it. So now, let's make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf. So then, who's the bailam, the baal kinyan aguf? So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the baal, Eved shel shnei shutfim, so the one that has the goof, if he's mapel shine, he'll go out l'cheres. According to Rabbi Meir, I don't know what the din should be over here. We had two mahalchim and taisus, the previous taisus. If you're kinyan peiris, kinyan aguf, that could be mafkiya, the goof that belongs to the second one. According to the first Eretz and taisus, according to Meir, also won't go out l'cheres. According to the second Loshin and taisus, so then it's very good. According to Rav Meir, if you hold kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf, so it will be yoytze b'shein ba'ayin leish. Now, Taisus has a second case, which is a very, very interesting case. Taisus says that the Eved has a kinyan, his guf belongs to him, his Avoida belongs to him, and the Odin is a Kenyanissa. Now the Shaila is, the Odin, who is a Kenyanissa, was Mako Shinoi Ve'enoi. Now what's going to happen now with this Eved? Will he go out L'cheres, yes or no? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, he won't go out L'cheres, because it's not kaspa avdei miyuchad loy. According to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, that holds kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf, so then he is considered a baila. I mean, we have to learn the Gemara Elach. The Gemara, according to Rabbi, keman ozlo ki Rabbi Elazar. I mean, so we have here an eved that is in Mominus, he belongs completely to himself. He belongs completely to himself. There's a Kenyan Issa, which the Odin possesses. Now, the Odin was Mapo Shinoi. Does he go out L'cheres? According to Rabbi Elazar, he's not an Odin. He's not called Avdoi. He only has a partial Bailus. He's not called Bailus. He doesn't go out L'cheres. According to, what does the Gemara say? But according to Ramei and to Rabbi Yehuda, he would go out l'cheiros. So let's make a cheshbon. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he hold kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf. So whatever the Eved possesses is not migareya, the peiris of the Yodin. So he will go out l'cheiros. The shail is according to Rameya holds kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf. So who's the bailam, the eved? So why does it go out l'cheiros for the yodin? The Gemara seems to be saying this halacha that by a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyren, and Tosfos says chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyren means the kinyan issa belongs to the odin, and the goof and peiris belong to the eved, and he does not go out l'cheres, it's only according to Rabbi Elazar. That's what the Gemara says. It would seem according to Rabbi Meir, it would go out. No, Rabbi Meir holds kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf. So the eved is the peiris and the goof. So why should he go out according to Rabbi Meir? That's, I had a problem. Unless the only way I could understand this, there's a svar in the Avni Meluyim in Tshuva Yudayim, but he wants to say something very interesting. This concept of kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf, what does that mean? It means, who's the bailam? The bailam is the one who has the usage of, he's called the bailam. An owner without usage is not called the bailam. Fine. Zok tavne meluyim, That works when we're speaking about kinyan mamon. That means one is the goof, one is the peiris, one is the usage, one is the owner. Who's the baila? Fine. So there we can say, no, if he has the usage, he's the baila, not you. He is. Zoktam nemiluim. But what if you have a kinyan issa and kinyan mamon? You have two different kinyanim. And mamon is, he works for himself. Mamon, he belongs completely to himself. And the odd is a kinyan issa. So there, that nemiluim says a svore. So the kinyan peiris, what the eved possesses, will not in any way contradict the kinyan aguf that the odin possesses, because he is a kinyan issa. Peiris is only a contradiction to bailis if we're speaking about mamon. I have the usage, you have the goof, I'm the bailim because I have the usage. But if we're talking about an evaknani, that is, we're talking about a kinyan issa. So in kinyan issa, this it's lemala lemoirit that the eved has the kinyan peiris and goof and mamon. So it could be, I feel according to Rav Meir, he'd also go out lecheiris. But according to Rabbi Lazi, he's not called a baila. Let us learn the next Mishnah. Hatekeya lechaveiroi noisin loisela. What's the taich hatekeya lechaveiroi? So Rashi says, tup shot him. He ko al osnoi loshin moiri. He gave him a zef in his ear. Lishna achine tekeya mamish. He went and took a shofar and blew it into his ear. And he was speaking about noisin loisela mishim boishes. We're speaking about boishes. He didn't get that. But it's embarrassing. He goes and gives him a zetz in the ear, and or he blows in his ear. So that's, he was mevayishim. So the Gemara says, a tashlumi a boishes, he gives him a sela. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishim Rabbi Yosi aglili mone. You give a mone. There's chof heis loim in a mone. So there's a, it's a little bit, the rates go up according to Rabbi Yosi. Satroi. What if he slapped him in the face? Again, this is not Nezik, this is Boishes. Satroi, noisin loi, mosayim zutz. Now, this is a bigger Boishes, it would seem. This is, among this 100 zutz, this is 200 zutz. He gives him a slap in the face. That's a busha. He pays mosayim zutz. La'acha yodai, what if he slapped him with the back of his hand? That's a bigger busha. Noisalai arba meyesus. Then the rates go up, the bigger the busha, the bigger the tashlumim is, he has to pay arba meyesus. Tzoram ba'oznoi. We'll see what Rashi says. Sotroi ala lechi, he slapped him in the cheek. Mayasaita lo yishal yisrob the Sanhedrin. Tzoram moshach, he pulled his ear. He made up gum in the ear. Tolash Pesari pulled his hair. Rokak, he spit at him. But he hit him. He made a direct hit. It hit Gufoy. Because by boishes you have to do a maisev be Gufoy. It's not Tamazoy. Rokak vigia by roikei. Hevir talisa mimenu. He took off his talus. He was wearing a talus. Or a beggar, he took it off. Pora roisha isha bishuk. A woman was walking in the street, her head was covered. He uncovered her hair. Noisin loy arba meyesus. He give arba meyesus. This is the biggest, seems the biggest share of voices. Noisin loy arba meyesus. Zeaklal hakol lefi kvoidai. Now all of a sudden we have another guideline. So Rashi says, "Klal akol afi kvoide b'gmar meforish kulei aichumre." Amar Rabbi Kiva, "Afilu aniim shebe Yisrael." Even though the person who was nisbaza is an oni, "Roi noisek hilaim b'nei chayim sheyordu minechseim sheim b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yakiv." You look like a yored, not that even though he never had money. He looked like he was a person, a well-to-do person, that now lost his famegan. So, Mamela, the busha is, there's still boishes there. Umayse be'echot shepora roisha isha besuk. Besuk, there was a mamayse, that a person went, and he took off the tichel, the sheitel, whatever it was which he was wearing, and he took it off in the street. He embarrassed her. Boso lifnei Rabbi Kiva. so she came with him to Rabbi Akiva. V'chai v'y liten lo arba meizuz. He said, no, you have to pay 400 zuz. Omar loy, so this person wasn't, he wasn't, 400 zuz is an amount of money. He, Omar loy, Rabbi, ten lizman. Rabbi, wait, just give me a few days. I want to show something to you. Nosan lizman. Fine. Shomro imedes al pesach. Now he started watching what this lady does. Shomro was waiting. She should be imedes al pesach atzero. That she should. He was watching when she was standing on the pesach of the chotzer. It seems to the rishus harab. V'shiber esakad b'fanei. And then he walks by and he has. He knew who this lady was. He had a kad with some oil in it, shemen. V'shiber sakad befonel, u'boi ki iser shemen, and there was shemen worth an iser. A small amount of shemen was there, and another shemen on the floor. So what did she do? Gil saw esroi, she took off her tichu. This was upset, seems she couldn't afford the shemen. Now there's some shemen on the floor. She took off her tichu, and she started, voisem et hapeches, meneches yoda al roisho, and she's busy. She's oblivious to all the surroundings, all without the tichel, anything. She's just rubbing in her hair now with the shemen. Hemidole Eidim. So in the meantime, this person took Eidim. Let's just look at this lady. You see, for Isser of Shemen, see what a tichel means to her. For an Isser of Shemen, she takes off the tichel, and then she's Megala Roisha, nothing. That's this lady. Ubal b'fnei Rabbi Akiva. He said, came b'fnei Rabbi Akiva. Omar le Rabbi. Zu ani noisen dalet, that's called as Mevaza. You see who she is. She, for Nisar Shemin. Omar loy loy amar taklo. I'm sorry, he didn't say anything. L'cher, it seems it's a connection. Achivu ba'atzmoy, afo pishene resho ipota. That means what a person does to himself does not in any way rectify what someone else is doing. A person is chayv on himself, he's potter to pay. Someone else is chayv, he's chayv to pay. He himself is chayv. Doesn't work like that. The same thing, potter. A person will cut down his netiyas, he's potter. Let us see what Rashi says. Shomra himtin lo atcheroi saimedes la pesach atzero boikis or shomen shemen koni bisa avu bishen ereshoi knuvor shtabi bimav chen koitzim tiy sein ereshoi doibu bal tashchis chayovim netiy bashnosor shtei kesev kida omar ba kainis.